What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Doppelganger. That's fire. I like the curl.
The curl, is it wet or dry? That shit look dry.
Michael Cage had a nice curl, though.
His shit was wet.
Yeah, he had a nice curl.
His shit used to shine. I remember, shout out Michael Cage, man.
Michael Cage will knock a nigga ass out, too. So I'm like, you right. I am resembled him a little bit. He gonna knock a nigga ass out.
Welcome back to Unplug Weekly. Me and Jack will chop it up about what's going on. Jack, before I ask you how you doing, 1 second, please. Let me grab something real quick.
What you got there, brother? You said you was going to get me one, fool.
I'm going to. I got one. This is the one.
Hey, I know one thing, though. Just keep it real with me. Keep it real with me. You didn't have that shit on in the first half.
I was wearing it and I was sweating and because I was mad and I took it off.
Man, I called everybody. I texted everybody in my family because my brother got my little brother that passed got everybody for an honest family and they all sitting there like, man, I can't believe these motherfuckers. After the game, I knew it. No, you didn't. You did not know nothing.
I didn't. I hoped we would walk them down, but not in that first half. I was sweating. I smoked three joints. I don't even smoke that much weed anymore. Like, I smoked three joints. I was mad as a motherfucker. Especially, too, because C-Webb was talking shit. I told him to stop talking. Y'all not used to this. Pay attention to the game. And in the first half, they was running through us.
Second half defense stepped up,
man. Second half. We'll get into that a little bit later. But first off, congratulations and the rest of the team. We are nominated for an NAACP Image Award. One of five finalists. Outstanding podcast in art, sports, and entertainment. Congratulations to all the other nominees. This is dope, Jack. Good work, bro.
And congratulations to you as well and our team, man. Anytime we get acknowledged for our hard work is always a good thing, especially by the NAACP.
Definitely. So we'll be out there suited and booted to hopefully, win an award. Y'all make sure you vote. Voting ends March 10th. You can click the link in our bio and you can vote. Also, another congratulations in order. The Oak Hill Basketball Hall of Fame. You're getting your jersey retired in the Hall of Fame at Oak Hill, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, bro, and congratulations to you, too, for being inducted into the Sacramento Sports Hall of Fame. I think for both of us to be getting any type of acknowledgement or award for basketball is good for us because, you know, we did the stuff that didn't show up on the stat sheet. So to be recognized by Sacramento and by high school, it's an award that I actually wanted. It feels good.
Dope. Yeah, mine was football, too. That was really where I put all the work in at. But, yeah, no, definitely dope. Congratulations. You got a good group of people going in there with you. So we'll be out there representing. Recap, man, L.A., we've had two dope runs, man. We had a run in New York that was dope. We just came back and knocked L.A. out. First off with Snoop, then Keyshawn Johnson, Rich Paul, Cheech and Chong. Mm-hmm. We had a cool little run, man. Actually, shout out Deion Taylor for letting us use the building. Thoughts on the LR? Thoughts on the last 2 weeks, man? We've had a nice little run.
Yeah, I'm just thankful, man. Thank God we off to a great start this year. New partnership, everything's going great, man. Just the guests we're having, and I think we're starting to make our guests even more comfortable than our previous guests already were. You know, considering you know when they see the Busta Rhymes episode, how some of his people saying, man, Busta never said that before. So I'm just excited to start. We're getting off to with the new team. You know what I mean? Everything's been a blessing.
Jack, there's been a crazy increase of scoring of late in the NBA.
Unbelievable.
Luka just dropped 73, and Embiid the week before dropped 70. Book 62, Cat 62. You had an interesting stat when we were going through the walkthrough. What was your stat you said you saw?
And from 1985 to 2004, it was 8 60-point games. In the last 13 months, it's been 9. No defense. So I see why Steve Kerr complaining.
Yeah, Steve Kerr had something to say, obviously, about the surge in scoring. He said, just as we did 20 years ago as a league, when we wanted to open up the game, we changed the interpretation. So we can easily go back and give leeway to the defender. Basically, you know, what a lot of people have been saying is, they don't really play defense out there. What are your thoughts on this, Jack? And someone who was obviously a defensive-minded player.
I mean, they can't choose to go by the numbers when it's beneficial. But when I go by the numbers by the stat I just created, you can't try to deny that. Y'all not playing no defense. It's just clear. And another way to see, with Draymond being so physical the way he's playing, the things he do is getting highlighted way more than it would if he was playing in our era because he's the only one playing aggressively in that type of defense. So that's why he's getting highlighted so much. So they're not playing no defense no more. This is what they wanted, Matt. They wanted a high-scoring game. They wanted guys to let people score. And, ole, go to the hole. That's what's happening.
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely think you stand out now when you play defense. I mean, Draymond is a great defender, but like you said, when you come to think about defense, there's, you know, a few people that you think of because they just play hard on defense. Jack, I'm kind of torn, obviously, as someone who loved to play defense in the league. Like this, like just like you said, this is what the NBA wanted. This is why the game continues to grow. This is why the game is global. The NBA doesn't want those old 89, 92 grinder games. They want 130 to 140 and see a bunch of deep threes, dunks, and crazy offensive highlights. So this is where the game has gone. For the purists, I'm sure a lot of people are frustrated, but I kind of just feel like, you know, whether you like it or not, it is what it is. And the game is as big as it's ever been now. And obviously the surge in scoring is why. Question, what's the hottest someone has ever got on you and your team or one of your teammates that has gone off?
I remember guys scoring in the 40s and 50s against us, but I don't count them because I know they wasn't all that 50 wasn't on me. So, but I seen Brandon Jennings get hot and score 55. Obviously, I don't count Kobe because Kobe gonna put up enough shots to get 40 every time he play against us, and some nights he just shoot efficient, but. I would have to go Brandon James. They say Mike Miller gave me 50, but I got to go back and watch because I'm pretty sure I didn't get 10 or 15 of those.
I think Mike Miller gave you like 37 of that 45, but we're going to go check the stat.
Probably about 4 free throws at most.
Shout out Mike Miller. Mine, Brandon Roy. When I was with Phoenix, boy, he gave us 52 in Portland. That was me, G. Hill, J. Rich. We was throwing everything at him, bro. That motherfucker was on fire, cooking. One of the best.
Hey, Matt, but you got to think, though. A lot of times, the motherfuckers giving us points, they wouldn't come down there and guard us on the other end.
They wouldn't guard you. I wasn't much of a scorer.
Niggas
like
was running from me.
Yeah, because you want to put him in the post. I've also got, you know, been blessed to play with a lot of great scorers. You know, Allen Iverson, obviously playing with and against Kobe, seeing him cook, seeing KD cook in the finals. You know, it's dope to kind of see your teammate get going too. So, crazy scoring up right now. Jack, do you think there will be a player? What do you think will happen first? A player hitting 100 or a team scoring 200?
I would say a player hit 100. I think somebody going to hit 100, bro. Kobe had 80. These kids are only getting better. Now you see what Luke and them doing, and B getting 50 like it ain't nothing. So I'm as soft as these dudes is today in the game, dog, if they don't pick up the Draymond syndrome and just play defense, willing to fight to win a game, we're going to see 100 points before we see 200 as the team.
I think I'm thinking the other side. I'm thinking 200 as a team. I think one of these teams gets hot, a Sacramento, you know, should even a Golden State. One of these teams that could just really shoot the ball well and really have one of those nights. I think the highest scoring game in the history was a 186 game scored by Detroit back in the 80s. But I think it's going to be on the flip side. I think both of them are going to happen within the next 10, 15 years. I think both will be eclipsed, 100-point score and a 200 points of the team. But, yeah, scoring is cage right now. But on the flip side, the only teams that win are the teams that play defense. You can score as much as you want, but when it comes down to playoff, the game slows down. Each possession matters. That's when you got to get to it.
They're talking about Sacramento. Oh, they're a great scoring team. Now they start winning when they got Mike Brown, one of the best defensive coaches in the league. They had scores, but they've been playing defense. They're a better defensive team now.
Well, this year they are. That was their Achilles heel last year. Like, they're in the bottom half, the back half, like higher 20s. This year I think they're kind of in the low teen or high teens, but you would think. But actually that offense from Golden State is what they really took to it and really started scoring. So now they are trying to work on D. Pause. In other NBA news, Adrian Griffin's out. Doc Rivers is in. When you first heard this, I mean, before you answer, they were 35-12, the number two seed in the East, the number two offense in the league, and the number 19 defense. So when you hear he's out and Doc's in, what first came to your mind?
Well, I mean, first, shout out to Adrian Griffin. I like him as a player. He was a hard-nosed dude, wonderful guy, somebody that's super cool. But I just didn't see him as the head coach of that team. And it ain't no disrespect to him. You know, I know he works hard to be a head coach, but I just don't see him as somebody who played. I just don't see him as a head coach of that team anyway. And Doc Rivers, I mean, Doc Rivers is showing that, you know what I'm saying, your resume don't matter. You can lose 20 times you can be a 3-1 and lose 20 times. And, you know, I like Doc Rivers. That's my guy. We talk all the time. But, like, it's just like he knows somebody, bro. He knows somebody. Every time a job come, he the first person to get it, and you ain't won nothing.
Crazy.
Like, come on, bro. Like, and you done lost in the first round. I mean, you lost being a 3-1 how many times? The most in history? Like, I just don't get it. And they talking about defense. I didn't know Doc was a defensive coach. I didn't know Doc. And to be honest with me, Doc, you didn't win till you got 3 Hall of Famers. This ain't no diss. It's just the truth. Truth sound like hate the people who hate the truth, bros. I just don't see how you keep getting them jobs. I'm happy for him. But it's a lot of people out there that probably could do better in that situation.
Yeah, it was interesting to me when he was, you know, the first name that came to base and he slid right in. Very interesting. I think Doc's strength is motivational speaking and kind of making you buy in. I think he's really good at that.
Well, go on tour. Start doing speaking engagements.
So from that kind of standpoint, I think he can motivate this team because this is a very talented team. Something big had to happen to Adrian Griffin for him to get fired, and I'm sure at some point it'll come out. But to keep it real, Jack, I think this is Doc's last go-round if he doesn't make a go, and I don't think it's just this year. I think they're going to obviously give him another year after this or 2 years. But, you know, the struggled in Orlando, you know, was blessed with 3 Hall of Famers and a bunch of great role players. Was traded to our team with the Clippers, who were arguably one of the most talented teams in the league during that time. Didn't do nothing. From there, went to Philly, had Embiid, had Harden. You know, nothing really happened. So, you know, it's a blessing to continue to get your name called and an opportunity, but he's been given a ton of talent at every stop, and he's only produced one. So I just thought there were some other coaches, you know, obviously Mark Jackson, there are some other guys out there that I thought could have got a chance, but it's you know, I guess, you know, Doc's a good dude, you know, so at the end of the day, probably just, you know, being a good dude is going to get you those opportunities.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trade deadline next Thursday, February 8th. Jack, we're going to be doing a live show on All the Smoke Productions YouTube. It'll be me, you, KG, Paul, Rachel, Rajon Rondo, and we got a special guest coming through the last hour of the trade deadline and a post hour after that. So I'm really excited to kind of see the movement and who goes where. And there's a lot of big names out there, Jack. Any names that come to mind you think need a new home?
Need a new home?
Or you would like to see somewhere?
Yeah, I would definitely like to see Deontay Murray out of Atlanta. in a better situation where he's with some superstars and he can play his role. He can get back to playing defense probably. Oh, well, they ain't let nobody play defense. But get back to being the player he is, because now he's more of a shooting guard in Atlanta. I think he's more of a point guard, and I think that's what the Lakers need. So just Deontay Murray going to L.A. would be a good move, I would like to see.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. Obviously, a lot of news, and we've talked about them, I think, on a few shows ago, but Golden State and coming towards the trade deadline per Shams. Our guy Shams, Warriors plan to gauge interest in Wiggins and CP3, and will also test the water with Klay Thompson. Klay will be a free agent at the end of the year. Jack, he still feels like he's a high-money player. I think he just said that the other day. They owe Andrew Wiggins. He makes $30 per year up until 2027. Next year is only partially guaranteed for CP3. Klay wants some bread. And Jack, if you're the GM, obviously, you know, everyone feels like Bob made a great move because he knew a lot of crazy shit was on the horizon. Are you giving Klay that money? I mean, you think what Dre got for 100, so I think Klay's going to want that, if not more. If you're Golden State, are you giving Klay that money considering the track record, or is it time to make a move?
You know, but Matt, when they ask us these questions, they think we be hating on people money. And it ain't that. It's just, I got to answer the question. This is how I really feel. They fucked up when they gave Wiggins that money. Yeah, y'all got a good postseason out of him. You know what I'm saying? But y'all was questioning him before that. He played a couple good rounds in the playoffs, but y'all still paid him. Now y'all in a position right now where y'all need that money for Klay. Y'all owe Klay that money. And then I'm going to tell you what else is fucked up. CP got to be thrown in the trade with this guy just to make the trade cool. You know what I'm saying? Because the trade is not attractive. It's just Wiggins. Y'all shouldn't have never gave him this money, bro. Y'all paid him this money thinking y'all was going to get 3-4 years of what y'all saw in two rounds of the playoffs. That's wrong. Y'all was dead wrong. This was the player he was, but when y'all signed him that y'all was looking for, y'all got a little bit out of him for two rounds. He missed all these games again. Now y'all trying to trade him. They messed up by giving him his money, dog.
He definitely did kill in the finals. I feel like he was their second best player in the finals. You know, I just think that, if you want to call it a knock, he's just been up and down. He's amazing sometimes, and then sometimes he kind of blends in. But I think more what it is this year is the emergence of Kuminga. And I never really, you know, I think from the outside looking in, I have seen some weird games. It's just like he sees that young boy behind him. Pause.
But they set him down too.
Kuminga has been fucking killing, bro. He is going to be a problem. Since he cut his shit, he still needs a better barber, young fella. Holly, man, I got a barber out there for you. But he's got the whole mid-range, dunking, shooting threes, catching lobs, playing defense, long, 6'9", 6'10". Like, I feel Wiggins feels that pressure. So definitely to see what you can get for Wiggins, I think, is a good move for this team. You know, CP is going to be guilty by association. He's just getting older and making really good money. He's still coming off a hand injury. And then to see what, you know, it's such a tough question. You know, I pose this question is, out of the respect for what Draymond, Steph, and Klay have done for this organization, do you let them ride it out together in the sunset? Or do you try to put the best possible team around Steph as possible for the remainder of his career and possibly have to trade one of those guys? So I'm glad those are decisions we have to make, but those are kind of the questions I think management is looking at.
They're going to have to stay with that, Matt. They don't want to go from all that to just shit all of a sudden. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
But I think, you know, to be honest with you, know, obviously, I don't want to see. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, they are close to shit. I don't want to see it. But obviously, I feel like you can definitely find something for Dre. You know, obviously, Dre probably ending up in an L.A. Lakers situation. Klay's a shooter. He may not get the money he's asking for, but Klay still has another, you know, 2, 3, 4 years in him. You know what I mean? You could still get some assets or some pieces. And then Wiggins, people definitely give up something for Wiggins because he's younger. So, you know, they definitely have big decisions to make. And I'm with you. You know, I think they ride it out to the wheels fall off with these guys because they meant so much for the franchise. But you never know how the business side of it goes. Super Bowl is set. Patrick Mahomes went into Baltimore and handled business. Jack, I didn't get a chance to see this game. I was flying back home, but I heard it was a back and forth. And young fella Zay Flowers had a series to forget. Coming down the stretch.
Well, I mean, first off, man, it was a great game that Baltimore should have won. As you can see, the more experienced team, the more poised team won. Baltimore's defense was unbelievable, Matt. They played their ass off, right? They played their ass off. Lamar Jackson was inaccurate all game. He was inaccurate all game. But with that being said, they still was right there in the game. Zay Flowers catches a long pass, and I guess he's not into the moment's kind of too big for him, Matt, where he spins the ball and gets a flag where they take it 15 yards back.
Unsportsmanlike, I heard.
That was huge. Two plays later, he gets the chance to score, but him not being in the game mentally, one of the best safeties in the game, who's locked in the game, who's taught to play sideline to sideline, Matt, who's given 110% because he understands the magnitude of this game. Zay Flowers sticks the ball out, think he got a touchdown, but the safety's given extra effort and knocked it out and saved the touchdown. That saved the game. And then Lamar, instead of him being the quarterback he is, but he's trying to beat Patrick Mahomes and trying to sit in the pocket instead of running what Purdy did last night. When it's time to run, you got to run and make extra plays. Lamar didn't do that, bro. He was not focused. I think the game was too big for him, just like it was for Dak. And they looked at the same. They both looked nervous. Shout out to Pat Mahomes, though. You definitely showing why you're one of the best to ever do it.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, those moments, man, the moments, you know. I mean, Jack, they say it in the league. I mean, the lights in the playoffs are different. And I think football is even more pressure per game because it's only one. You know, we get seven-game series. So, you know, sometimes them lights are bright. I didn't get a chance to see the game, but pretty much I heard that they had definitely had their chances to win, and they didn't handle business. So, Mahomes going to his fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. Yee. He's 14-3 is his all-time playoff record. All three losses were with less than one score, and two of them were to Tom Brady. Jack, only after 6 years, if he were to retire or something crazy would happen to him, where would you rank him in the all-time hierarchy of great NFL quarterbacks?
I mean, name another quarterback that's got off to the start he's got. I mean, like, shit.
Not one.
You know what I'm saying? This is the way that Tom Brady ended his career. He's starting off his career like this. So, for me, bro, the rate he's going right now, I got him right behind Tom Brady, but he's definitely has a position. The skill and an opportunity to pass Tom Brady in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, he's, again, one or two for me, depending on the day. I just think he's a new age quarterback that does a little bit of running, strategic running, and then just all the arm angles and the ability to sling that bitch all over the field. His mental is a monster. Plays through tough injuries. No game is too big. He was built for these type of situations. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to rank rings, it's going to be Brady. If you're going to rank just talented quarterbacks, I'm taking Mahomes. I've never seen anybody as good as Mahomes, which leads me to how my team has to play. You know, obviously, shout out the 49ers. Y'all had me sweating in the first half, smoking like a chain smoker. But, Jack, they were down 24-7, as you've seen. In that second half, the whole game changed.
Yeah, you had a lot of help, bro. Going for that fourth down instead of kicking that field goal. The running backs was murdering y'all in the first half. He come out second half and fumble the ball. Receivers dropping first down passes. Shout out to the quarterback for the Lions. You played your ass off, bro.
Mm-hmm. Golf played well.
Golf, you showed up, bro. Your receivers dropped too many good plays. But San Francisco, when you talk about football being a team game, I agree with that. But you need your star players. And Debo made a big difference for y'all. Y'all were a totally different team with Debo on the field. Without him on the field, y'all don't look as confident. But having him back, y'all got a great chance to win that Super Bowl. But I can't. I got it. Purdy, I got to give you props, bro. You showed up, bro.
Shout out Purdy for sure. First half, he had an off half. But second half, he was hitting his mark, but then also getting out of the pocket and running and picking up them 10, 12-yard chunks. It was impressive. Yet getting the Debo, he's to me one of the most exciting players in the NFL when he has the ball in his hands. Mm-hmm. And another man that's one of the most exciting players in the game for a different reason is Kittle. They started getting Kittle the ball where he can get loose because he's a big fella who gets wild out there too. So second half, man, defense shored up. Big shout out my homeboy, little homeboy. He's bigger than me, but it's my little homie. His pops used to train me, Eric Armstead, with the big fumble recovery. Jack, there's a lot of talk about the coaching and going for fourth downs, but the way I look at it is that's the style that got y'all here. Obviously, you might have to be more conservative depending on the situation. I think they should have kicked one of the field goals, but you can't be mad and try to criticize a coach now because that same style, you know, going on it for the most in the NFL on fourth downs and just the trickery that they led the league in the most trick punts, although they didn't do trick punts. This coach is, you know, outside the box when it comes to it. This team loves them. They're very motivated, similar to where I see Pierce with the Raiders. I mean, I think it's moving away from those X and O's, similar in the league, moving away from them X and O's, old school coaches, and these players that can captivate these players, the former players, then come in here and captivate these players' imaginations and making them believe, man. So definitely shout out Dan Campbell, man, for the job he did. I mean, he did Hard Knocks, what, two or three seasons ago, Jack, and told them what kind of team they're going to be and built that team right in front of our eyes and, you know, made the NFC Championship. Them lights were bright as a motherfucker, Jack.
But this one thing that I will say, Matt, the other four times he made those decisions, because he made ones against the Cowboys, they had the momentum. Yeah. The 49ers had just scored 27 straight points in that half. You didn't have the momentum. You should have kicked that field goal because you had the momentum. And the other time, he was right. They had the momentum. But that night,
yeah,
bad call.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all. I definitely thought they should have kicked one. But anyway, our partners over at DraftKings have the boys, my boys, the Niners, favored by 1.5 versus Kansas City. I think it's going to be a great game. We got our work cut out. But shout out to both teams, man. Be great. Stay healthy. Snoop, there's a Snoop clip gaining a lot of traction. Obviously, Jack, getting a chance to sit down with our dog again, man. It was amazing for him to let us go in the lab after and hear them songs with Dr. Dre. Incredible. Thoughts real quick on just as we wrap up this show, the Snoop interview and then obviously the clip picking up a lot of traction where him and 50, you know, look out for OGs that are behind the eight ball these days.
Well, first I want to say to Snoop and his staff and everybody at this compound, man, the love y'all showed us is unthinkable, bro. I can't say how much I appreciate y'all enough for all the love y'all showed us. And anybody dropping an album this summer, don't do it. Wait till the third, fourth quarter. Don't drop it in the second quarter. Don't drop it this summer because Dre and Snoop are dropping something that the game has been missing, the game been looking for. I'm glad I was honored to hear it before it come out, man, because I got something to look forward to this summer.
Yeah, definitely. We enjoy it. We smoked to it. Great interview. A lot of viral moments. Gave us so much game second time around. Real quick on how they look, him and 50. I thought it was really dope. 50 reposted the clip, too, on how they kind of look out for OGs. And this is something that Bassey mentioned that the Players Association or the NBA should do is look out. You know, a lot of guys fall in hard times and have different circumstances. And I definitely think, you know, with all the money this lad league makes, it wasn't a bad idea. Forgive me, Michael Cage is a stack.
Doppelganger. You That's fire. I like the curl.
The curl is it wet or dry? That shit look dry.
Michael Cage had a nice curl though.
His shit was wet.
Yeah, he had a nice curl.
His shit used to shine. I remember, shout out Michael Cage, man.
Michael Cage will knock a nigga ass out too. So I'm like, you right, I am resembled to him a little bit. He gonna knock a nigga ass out.
Fan commented on the Skechers clip where I guess I said, I don't even recall it, after Snoop said Martha Stewart. Someone said, dude said, after Martha Stewart, and the next dude said, Matt Barnes is freaky as hell. Like, that definitely wasn't like, crossing my mind.
Like, you can introduce us to Martha, we can get into business with her.
Yeah.
Like that.
Not the other
Not at all.
With all due respect.
Shout out Martha, though. She did her time.
Jack. The Sanders boys, shout out all three of the Sanders sons. His three sons pitched in and bought their dad a mansion in Colorado. I think that's what dreams are made of, man.
Man, keep prime name out your mouth. See what he doing with his boys? He's raising men. How many people can say that he raised their boys to the point where they're buying him a mansion? And you know what? He's instilling that same thing into all those players, too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So anything Prime gets, you know how we feel about Prime, man. He deserves it, man. I'm just so proud of him and his sons.
It's funny to me getting a chance to really know Deion well and know what he's about and what he stands on. And you hear all these people try to bash him in the media, or you hear so-called friends sneak dissing, talking shit behind his back. It's just crazy because he's one of the – you don't meet very, very many real ones that are really genuine and really fuck with you and mean what they say. But Deion is definitely one of those guys, man. So shout out to Deion. Shout out to his sons. Shout out to all you suckers out there talking shit about him. Clowns. Jack, this week dropping, we got one of our favorites, OG Point God, Rod Strickland. Had a really good time sitting down with him. The way he's kind of looked at it, at his life and the ups and downs and kind of finding his piece of why it went bad and being able to kind of have clear his spirit and his soul and understand, you know, that he could have did more in that time. But very deep conversation, had a good one with him. What do you think about that Rod interview?
Great interview, man. Somebody who's always been real with himself. Another Oak Hill graduate. Just somebody who I've always admired and took his advice to took heed to his advice. Solid dude, and he the way he thinks, I respect it, because it's never how other people think or see it. It's how he sees it and how it benefits him, and that's something I took from that interview.
Definitely. Well, man, that's a wrap. Real quick, can we get that picture of Stephen Cage up real quick again? Can you just flash that for us? There it is. Yes. I'm going to smoke to that picture after this. Man, you can catch Unplugged every Tuesday on All the Smoke Production YouTube and our partner DraftKings and the DraftKings Network. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.